And we're joined by Will now in the studio to discuss tomorrow's test match. So, Will, can the West Indies upset the odds and win the final test match?
I think they're going to struggle. I think if they had any chance of winning tomorrow, then, well, the final test, they'd have had to have Kemar Roach, who's been their strike bowler for this series, playing fit and well. He's been ruled out with a shin injury, so... I mean, Roach has bowled exceptionally well, and they'll really struggle without him. The other thing, of course, is you've got to remember this Test series is being played in England, and the weather's not looking too good. I checked the forecast.
It's not very Caribbean now. No, exactly.
I checked it for Birmingham tomorrow, and Thursday and Friday we have rain, and Sunday we have rain. So, if they were going to win, I doubt they'll be able to do it in 3 days.
And England have decided to rest fast bowler James Anderson for the Test. What do you think the reasoning is behind that?
Well, the ECB said that they're giving Jimmy Anderson a rest basically due to the workload, just because of this summer they've got an immense amount of cricket to get through. They've actually got 13 one-day internationals to play and four 2020 games, as well as the three test match series against South Africa, which is, of course, the big one that's coming up. Anderson was actually a little bit annoyed to be dropped. He's got a few niggles, but, you know, all fast bowlers, they're never really fully fit when they're playing. So he's absolutely gutted to miss.
And who's probably going to come in place of him?
Well, to come in to play instead of Anderson, it's going to be either Graham Onions of Durham or Steve Finn of Middlesex. Onions is the form player at the moment. He's already taken 34 wickets for his County Durham this season. He's taking those on average as just 13, whereas he's taken 22 wickets at just around about 20. So they're both playing extremely well. Onions hasn't actually played Test cricket for 2.5 years. He's really struggled with some back injuries. He actually made his debut against the West Indies back in 2009. So I think, I mean, Onions is the more like-for-like replacement for Anderson. He's a genuine swing bowler. And I think looking forward to the South Africa series, England might want that to have a look at.
Might want to test him out, yeah. And obviously Kevin Peterson has decided to retire. We were talking before about the England football camp about whether things like that affect the squad. Now, do you think that's going to affect our squad?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, actually. Life's never simple with Kevin Peterson around. And he's decided earlier this week, he made a statement that he's retiring from 2020 and one-day international cricket, which means that he won't be able to help England defend their 2020 crown later this year. Jonathan Trott this morning actually said that, you know, Kevin is his own man. Jonathan Trott, of course, being the England's number three batsman, said that Kevin Peterson is his own man and, you know, the squad's fully behind him. A former wicketkeeper, Alex Stewart, today actually warned that he thinks that with James Anderson being rested, there's a fear that with the amount of cricket they're playing, these players might also start to retire from other form, you know, from one day international cricket. I guess for England, it's nice to know that the players are putting some, you know, still rating Test cricket as the one to play.